Wall Street, the Dow is down 282 points, while the NASDAQ trading 19 points higher, the S&P 29 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I've been thinking, why does it feel like losing weight is harder than ever before? With mixed messages, fad diets, the quick fix injections, even magic coffee. I mean, it's overwhelming. Most people are exhausted trying to fight a battle they cannot win. If you feel this way, trust me, you're not alone. I used to feel that way too. But let me tell you, it's not your fault. Your body is working against you, and the longer you wait, the harder it gets. Do what I did. I called PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition 3 years ago. I lost 53 pounds. I feel terrific, and I've kept the weight off. Make the phone call that can change your life the way it has changed mine. They won't let you fail. Call 855-696-2020. That's 855-696-2020 to schedule your consultation. The first 11 callers who mentioned the word healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Call now, 855-696-2020. Mention the keyword healthy to get 2 free weeks or visit them at myphdweightloss.com, myphdweightloss.com.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Baltimore City Police say 4 people have been arrested on stolen auto and burglary charges, and 3 of the suspects are juveniles. On Sunday evening, police were notified that a license plate reader got a hit on a stolen car, and they were able to find the vehicle with the help of the Foxtrot Aviation Unit. When officers arrived in the 500 block of Hoffman Street, the occupants bailed out. Police say a 14-year-old girl, 2 17-year-old boys, and a 19-year-old woman fled, but officers were able to take them into custody. The 14-year-old and 17-year-old suspects were taken to juvenile booking, and the 19-year-old was taken to central booking. And Baltimore police have released surveillance images of the suspects wanted in connection with a quadruple shooting at Greenmount and Venable Avenues on March 29th. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Rapid Radio's our instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The Birds will try to right the ship this afternoon when they play Getaway Day Baseball against the Diamondbacks. Dean Kramer is scheduled to take the hill at 3:40 p.m., one day after Charlie Morton allowed 4 runs and 5 walks in 5 innings of an eventual 4-3 loss. After the game, Morton was asked if his early season control issues were surprising to him.
Is it surprising? I don't know if I would describe it as surprising. We've all had ups and downs with command. We've all had irregularities, inconsistencies in your delivery.
Morton, 13 and a third innings pitched this year, 8 walks allowed, an ERA of 8.73. After the game, Brandon Hyde delivered the tough news on Zach Eflin.
Got the results back from Eflin. He's got a low-grade lat strain, so he's going to be shut down for throwing for about a week, and then we're going to kind of reassess from there and hopefully start throwing kind of back, him get back throwing at that point.
No decision on his replacement at this point. Men's lacrosse last night at Towson, what a game. 5 ties, 5 lead changes. The Tigers' Owen Scott, a freshman out of Calvert Hall, scored with 1 second to play in regulation to tie it, and then scored in double overtime to win it, 13-12 Towson over at Loyola. And finally, a very special game tonight at Yardley Love Field on the campus of Notre Dame Prep. The 9th-ranked University of Maryland women's lacrosse team will host number 11 Virginia at 6 p.m. The game is designated as the One Love game in association with the One Love Foundation that honors the memory of Yardley Love, a Blazers graduate and Cockeysville resident who played for the Cavaliers before she was murdered in 2010 by her ex-boyfriend. Coming up in 30 minutes, it's Masters Week at Augusta. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 2004, Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has been your trusted name in automotive diagnostics and repair. Located at 10821 Philadelphia Road, we deliver dealer quality parts and service without the dealer price tag. Need fleet services? We got you covered. Our ASE certified technicians guarantee top-notch results for your vehicle. Call 410-335-8848. That's 410-335-8848. Or visit jimbarbieautomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
At 11:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
The sun is shining, but the temperatures are still on the cooler side, 10 to 15 degrees below the norm, 56 today. Tomorrow, some rain, showers scattered, 55. Widespread rain Friday, heavy rain possible. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 40 degrees in Bel Air, 43 in Halthorpe, and 42 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. If you're just joining us, I have to ask you, as I always do, where the heck have you been? We've had a great show so far. Of course, we're talking about Governor Wes Moore, the fact that he signed 92 bills yesterday. Still waiting to see if he signs that reparations commission. Like I said before, that puts him in a tough spot. Oh, man. Oh, man. Also, we were talking to Sally Taylor. She's running in the 5th District there in Carroll County. And she was letting us know she does have an event coming up on May 7th. So please check out Sally Taylor, online. And if you can, donate to her campaign. And like I said, we'll have everyone that's running in that district can come on the show and talk to the audience. Because we do. We need to send the best and the brightest to Annapolis to help out with some of those that are fighting hard for us. Speaking of which, I got a friend on the line, and he's also one of our favorite delegates in Annapolis, Delegate Nino Mangione. Good morning, Delegate. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for the nice intro, Kim, and good morning, and thanks for having me. And I say I'm great. I am great because the session is over, but as you know, it ended on midnight, Monday night, going into Tuesday morning, and just having the last 24 hours to unwind and kind of unpack, I'd say, the last 90 days. Kim, I have to say, I mean, when I take the time to really zone in, think of what just happened, what a terrible, terrible 90-day legislative session for the state of Maryland. Probably the worst session I have been a part of. Truly horrible when you consider that Maryland was facing a $3 billion-plus budget deficit in fiscal year 26, and the way that, you know, very few cuts, the blaming of Donald Trump, this massive tax and spend Democrat legislature, the governor, the House leadership from the Speaker and the Senate president, from the day Wes Moore set foot in the governor's office, they have been on a spending spree. Nothing really changed this year. The first day they walked through those doors years ago with the Speaker, the Senate president, and Wes Moore, the governor, I'm telling you, I mean, it's just, this session was about raising taxes, raising fees. This is what they wanted. It's what they asked for. They, and here, I want to make a point here, too, because that's the leadership. But the Democrat Party, the supermajority, they can't pass these taxes without Democrat support from their backbencher to their middle of the rotor to their extreme leftist. They all, in unison, pass these tax increases without a single Republican vote. That is $1.6 billion out of your pockets. The hardworking Marylander, they are going to lose $1.6 billion of money they can spend on what's best for them and their lives. And we must never forget, you covered this. I know multiple radio stations and Republicans talked about this at length last year. This is on top of 338 tax and fee increases that they implemented last year. And it doesn't just end. Expect more of this to come in the future, because in the long term, without meaningful spending restraint, which I highly doubt we're going to get, Maryland is projected to have a $6 billion budget deficit by fiscal year 30. And we're already, Kim, hearing talks about a special session later this year. And they're not going to have a special session because the numbers are great and we have all this extra money. Likely, if there's a reason for a special session, it's because they're going to need more money, and it comes because there's no restraint. There's no common sense. It's spend, spend, spend. It's all they know how to do. They really, I question if they give a damn about the people paying for all this. And it's just, it was a disappointing session. So I hate to be so negative, but it's just how I feel about the last 90 days.
Yeah, well, Delegate Nino Mangione, that's how a lot of us feel. And, it, you know, we were watching this train crash like in slow motion. We knew that it was going to happen. And as you mentioned, you guys most likely will be in a special session in the fall to ask for more money from we, the taxpayers. And even beyond that, Delegate, I think, because I had a caller mention, I think it was yesterday, saying that a lot of this is also being passed down to local jurisdictions. And so we could be paying even more when it comes to the taxes on a county level. Is that correct?
That is 100% correct. They are passing money down to the counties to be responsible for. And it's really a lot of this too comes, you talk about in the special session. I mean, we are very heavily, obviously, dependent on the federal government, and this has resulted in a very serious problem where the only way to really fix it is growing the private sector. That hasn't been happening. And then meanwhile, as we talked about, and the governor talks about growing the private sector, he actually increases, and there is about to sign an increase on a sector that deals with tech. So it's a little hypocritical there. The fact is, you talk about some of those taxes. Well, yeah, in the Budget Reconciliation and Financing Act, that caller is exactly right. There's actually a number of things, like, for example, authorizing counties to increase their maximum local income tax rate. So some counties may increase that rate. There are some of the school teachers' pensions is going to be funded at the county level now. The income on high earners, which, you know, I won't get into too much detail there, but let's just be honest. They did that with Martin O'Malley, and that led to a lot of high earners who spend their money here, who invest their money here, to leave. They're imposing that 3% sales tax on data, a lot of things that relate to the everyday person. For example, Kim, they're now going to tax vending machines. You know, I'm sure, well, maybe not you, you're pretty healthy. But when I'm in the office, I go grab a bag of chips or pretzels, and now they're slapping a 6% sales tax on a vending machine. It's ridiculous. They're increasing the vehicle excise tax everybody drives to 6.5%. There's ridiculous emissions fees, which are a money grab, everybody knows. And if you're late, they charge you. They're actually increasing those fees to $30. That's double. I mean, you name it, they're feeing it, whether it's the increase in wholesale seedsman permit fees. I mean, stuff, increased horse establishment license renewal, any fee. I mean, there is a list here. I won't go into too much detail because I could talk all days about fees, like, for example, rental fleet vehicles and their registrations. It's outrageous. It's billions of dollars, and all it is the taking of money from you, the hardworking Marylander, into the government coffers so they can spend on green initiatives, illegal aliens, you name it.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, we're speaking to Delegate Nino Mangione, and we saw that $5 fee on new tires as well. Yeah.
$5 fee on tires, yeah. The rental car excise tax that never even existed before.
Yep.
I mean, a whole list. A whole list, Kim. Very disappointing.
And here I was just upset about the fee on paper bags at the grocery store. Right? Now I can't even complain about that. I got other things to complain about. And Delegate, I wanted to ask you because, you know, last year we were talking about the juvenile crime crisis. And we were talking about Vincent Schiraldi at DJS. We were talking about the Juvenile Justice Reform Act, the Juvenile Interrogation Act. And a lot of us wanted the delegation, or I should say the General Assembly, to call a special session at that time to deal with that last summer. Did the General Assembly deal with juvenile crime at all this session?
The General Assembly did very little to deal with juvenile crime. And what bothers me, actually, it kind of relates to what you just asked there, is the legislature this year, Kim, had time to pass the largest tax increase in Maryland's history to create, you already talked about a study on reparations. Let's see, ban cooperation with ICE and law enforcement. But we didn't have time. You talk about juvenile crime. Well, let's talk about juveniles. They didn't have time to protect juveniles in schools. We had this bill in, personally, I put it forth a bill after we found out about the 22-year-old woman, Kayla Hamilton, who was murdered. This really just makes me very angry. this MS-13 illegal alien gang member came here. He committed this heinous rape and murder of this young girl, Kayla Hamilton, and then he attended the two schools. Well, in Maryland, I put forth a bill to make sure somebody that's been convicted of a crime like that or charged for a violent crime would have to attend school in an alternative manner. And that bill was tabled. And a companion bill, which was HB 137, that had the same goal, that was also tabled. How anybody with common sense would not bring that up for a vote. I mean, I just question any person, now any legislature, for either party, could allow violent criminal or children, violent children suspect of assault or murder, a teen in this case, I'm sorry, a suspect of these violent crimes into the classroom with these other children. It's unconscionable to me, not bringing that to a vote. And they tried to say it was unconstitutional, Kim. Well, I reached out and I CC'd basically the entire legislature, and I CC'd the attorney, and I sent to the attorney general, where they responded that it is not, we cannot deem this unconstitutional. So that was very disappointing. There was a lot of very disappointing lowlights of the session.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, you did a phenomenal job introducing all of this, but we were waiting for some consequences from for juveniles as taxpayers, and we just didn't see it happen. Real quick, Delegate Nino Mangione, I know we don't have you for a ton of time, but I wanted to ask you about the energy crisis. We were told that we could see an increase in our rates come June or July, which I'm going to expect to actually happen. Do you know whether or not, whether it's Governor Westmore or even, you know, Senator Bill Ferguson or others, do you believe that we're going to be able to open more plants? Are we going to be able to not rely on such on energy from other states? Did we get anywhere with the energy crisis?
Well, when energy came, I think, my opinion, there wasn't forward-thinking policy that takes advantage of, say, fossil fuels, for example, that would actually help lower prices. It was really a lot of window dressing and a lot of all of it really relating, or most of it, to green energy. And what really bothers me is they refuse to take any action whatsoever. You're very familiar with this, but zero action to prevent the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project from going forward. I mean, nothing. When we have this project is a clear danger to Maryland farmlands. I mean, I've spent a lot of time on this issue. Governor Moore and the Democrats took zero action here to help us. He wants to be, I guess you could say, kind of this green energy super governor rather than help the people in North Baltimore County and Frederick and Carroll. And we needed a legislative fix to stop this MPRP boondoggle. And unfortunately, Governor Moore and the Democrat legislators refused to give it to us. And I'd say they did very little meaningful action to reduce utility bills. Again, just window dressing. Disappointing. I just wouldn't expect a whole lot to change in terms of our energy, at least not anything in the near future.
Yeah. You know what? And it's like we got a lot of bad news, but I just want to remind the listeners that luckily, because you guys fought so hard in Annapolis, things could have been a lot worse. You guys stopped and put amendments on a lot of bills that would make life even more miserable. And we know that you're in the minority there, so you're doing the best job that you can. Delegate Nino Mangione, of course, I have a texter that's asking a question here, wondering what's on the horizon for you now that this session is over. Are you running for another office, or, you know, what's on the horizon for you?
Yeah, well, thanks to that person for reaching out and asking that question. And I am committed right now 100% running for the Baltimore County Council. Councilman Wade Koch, who said he's retiring, who's been very supportive, and I appreciate that. I'm running for that seat, and that is up for election in 2026. I'm going to continue. Here's a big thing, Kim. I mean, it's like I don't have the votes to stop these people, to stop them, the Democrats in Annapolis. But I have the voice to hold them accountable, as several of our other candidates, as you have a voice. So I'll just say I don't have the votes. I have the voice, and that's what I'm going to continue to try to do and do like I'm doing now on this show and try every chance I can to hold them accountable, to call out what they're doing. And in terms of elective office, I'm going to be running, like I said, for the Baltimore County Council. That election is in 2026. But I want to try to, you know, be a microphone here to let everybody know. Like I said, this is the highest tax increase in the state of Maryland's history that they passed. They are making it more difficult for our law enforcement to go after violent criminals in many cases that are in this country illegally. I mean, lists of tax and fee increases. You have education where they're stripping rights from the counties. Originally, we're not even able to opt out, where they're focusing on things like transgender and sexual identity. I mean, you name it. People need to be aware of this. That's what I'm going to continue to do, to try to let my voice be a microphone on all these issues, whether it's immigration, taxes, spending, education. And that's my plan to continue, and you know, maybe take a day or two to kind of regain my energy after the 90 days. But that's my plan, Kim.
Nice. Well, thank you so much, Delegate Nino Mangione, for what you do here in the state of Maryland. We wish you luck in that race. And of course, if anybody wants to follow along, what are your handles on Facebook and your social media accounts? And also, what is your website?
Thank you, Kim, for asking. We have a robust Facebook right now. I think we're up to almost 14,000 people. So love for people to go check it out. It's facebook.com, and it's Nino Mangione 42. Which the 42 stands for my legislative district. And then Nino4MD is our website. That's Nino4MD.com. And then follow us on Twitter. We are Nino Mangione, or at Nino Mangione 42. We're very, very active on Facebook, and we appreciate everybody that goes on there, shares our stuff, likes our posts, because we've been getting tons of engagements. And I don't know if it's just us or if people are just shocked and really disgusted and horrified by some of the actions that took place this year, but we wanted to make sure we put that out there for everybody to see, and that's where we do a lot of our talk and our information sharing. So if you haven't already liked it, you should certainly like our Facebook page.
Sounds good. Delegate Nino Mangione, thank you so much for taking time to speak with us today, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks a lot, Kim. Talk to you soon. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. And we get back, we'll continue talking about Delegate Nino Mangione, of course, what's going on in Annapolis. And then also, you know, we get to get to the question of the day because we didn't get to the topic yet. But we're going to get to that topic coming up next.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. 800-969-7766. That's 800-969-7766.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular to get the same fast nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month, and now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or consumercellular.com and start saving today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute release valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
This is Drew Tignanelli of Money, Riches, and Wealth. Each Wednesday night at 6 p.m., I interview a guest on personal finances to help educate you. Listen Wednesday night at 6 p.m. to Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're speaking to Delegate Nino Mangione. And thank you to the texter there, as you heard. He is going to be running for county council in Baltimore County. And I did not get a chance to ask him because I got another text here about how he will deal with the expanded county council. I keep forgetting that they've expanded. But next time we talk to the delegate, we can ask him. Also, don't forget, he is going to be at the event with Sean Casey at Michael's Cafe, in White Marsh. At Michael's Cafe at Timonium, excuse me. That's Wednesday, April 30th from 5 to 7 p.m. And they still have tickets available online. Just go to WCBM.com. And that's Pints in Politics with Sean Casey and Delegate Nino Mangione. April 30th, 5 to 7 p.m. Also, while you're there on the website, if you could, partake in our poll with the poll question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. And that question is, should the IRS cooperate with ICE? Yes or no? Should the IRS cooperate with ICE? And I'll tell you why that is the question of the day. Just yesterday, you had the acting chief resign from the IRS because that acting chief refused to hand over documents that would lead to illegal immigrants here in the United States. In case you missed it, close to 1 million illegals received notification to self-deport. And President Trump talked about that yesterday. He did an interview right outside. It might have been right outside the Oval Office. I couldn't tell exactly where he was. But he was talking about the fact that he wants these individuals to self-deport before they get their hands on them with ICE. And, you know, this also opened up another can of worms because some people are wondering, why would illegal immigrants have so much information with the IRS? So, of course, you've got those on the left that are saying, oh, wait, they are paying taxes. See, you know, again, there are most likely some illegal immigrants that are paying taxes. Some of them, not all of them, are working under the table. OK, but at the same time, those that are here on work visas and such, right? Don't just so you know, they also have to pay taxes, even though you're here on a work visa. But for the acting chief to resign because they don't want to cooperate with ICE again, I don't know how we got to this point in this country. There was a time where Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, all these Democrats, they wanted secure borders. And they did not want illegal immigration. And it wasn't as if it was that long ago, right? Barack Obama said these things in 2008, 2009. He was deporting people left and right in 2010. And so somehow we made this so political that now Democrats, they take the stance as in, oh, well, you know what? Immigrants built this country. So we're just, you know, they should be here. And coming here illegally is not a crime. Blah, blah, blah. You know, enough is enough. Enough is enough. When we come back, we are going to talk about President Trump, Elon Musk, and Doge, because Doge discovered a scam larger than I expected. I don't know how you expected Medicaid to go, because we did hear from Senator Bill Ferguson here in the state of Maryland. He said that there were a lot of people taking advantage of Medicaid. Many of you called and texted in the show and said, hey, Kim, I wonder how many of those individuals that are taking advantage of Medicaid are here illegally. Well, many of you are very bright, and I already know this because you listen to WCBM every day. But beyond that, many of you already knew and you assumed and you predicted that we were going to find many illegal immigrants taking advantage of Medicaid, having Social Security numbers, and also getting driver's license, and not to mention voting. Yes, voting. When we get back, we'll talk about all that and more. Also, how much do you think the federal government is spending on furniture? I know. It's bizarre. Wait till you hear this as well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Now that President Trump's 104% tariffs on Chinese imports has taken effect, Beijing says it will hike its retaliatory tariff on the U.S. to 84% starting tomorrow. President Trump says countries have been lining up to negotiate deals with the U.S. He says China ought to do the same. The death toll in the nightclub roof collapse in the Dominican Republic stands at 113, a provincial governor and two former Major League Baseball players among the victims. The Iranian president, insisting that his nation is not after a nuclear bomb, made the statement ahead of talks between Tehran and the United States, and he holds out the prospect of direct U.S. investment in Iran if the two countries can work out a deal. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 75 points, and NASDAQ ahead 162. More details at srnnews.com.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The game wasn't great for the Orioles last night, and neither was the news in the postgame. Orioles beaten 4-3 by the D-backs on a Josh Naylor two-run double in the fifth. Birds managed only four hits in the game. Charlie Morton takes the loss, only lasting five innings. His ERA stands at 8.73 through three starts. After the game, the other shoe dropped in the form of news on starter Zach Eflin.
Got the results back from Eflin. He's got a low-grade lat strain, so he's going to be shut down for throwing for about a week, and then we're going to kind of reassess from there and hopefully start throwing kind of back, him get back throwing at that point.
And the inevitable follow-up.
Have you guys talked about a plan for replacing Eflin in the rotation, or just too
we're
soon to tell?
About it now. Yeah, we just got the news during the game, so we're talking about it now.
Hockey history made last night in Dallas that didn't involve Alex Ovechkin.
10 seconds left. His shot. Oh, Roy dismissed in the center. They score! Hughes Suter's got another one. Can you believe this? The Canucks, three straight goals in the final minute, and the game is tied at 5.
Call on Sportsnet Dallas. How about the Vancouver Canucks? The first team in NHL history to overcome a 3-goal deficit in the final minute of regulation. And Vancouver would go on to win it 6-5 in overtime. And finally, it's Masters Week, and that means all eyes on Scottie Scheffler, trying to become the first player to win back-to-back Masters since Tiger did it in 2002. Scheffler trying to come back after injuring his hand at home on a wine glass he was making ravioli. He hasn't won a tournament yet in 2025. Coming up in 30 minutes, who replaces Zach Eflin? And that is Stein on Sports.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Another day of sunshine and temperatures on the cooler side, but after today, we've got clouds and rain and cool temperatures. So today's your day to be outside, if you can. 56 this afternoon, low to mid-40s overnight. Tomorrow, we'll get some showers. They're scattered, not a washout of a day. 55 the high, but widespread rain, heavy rain possible Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The new MyLowe's Pro Rewards program makes it easier than ever for members to save and get more. Join for free today. Lowe's, they help you save. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms, subject to change.
Hi, I'm attorney Michael Friedman.
And I'm attorney Stephen Friedman. And along with my wife, Rachel, we strive to continue our firm's 40-year reputation for excellence.
You know, Steve, when I started practicing law, things in the world were plenty different. No, FDR was not president, but folks were getting injured in auto accidents and by other negligent acts. And our work, our commitment to clients from the very start has never wavered.
You're so right, Dad. Handling property damage, getting car rentals, assuring the best medical treatment, and really just getting their lives back remains our primary focus.
And that also means obtaining fair and just compensation for their pain and suffering, as well as for any permanent medical issues.
And although we prefer to settle cases, we often rely on judge and juries to obtain fair and just compensation.
So if you or a loved one has been injured by another's negligence, give us a call at the law offices of Michael Friedman, 410-363-6848 for a free consultation.
And don't forget, Dad, there's no fee for us and no cost to our clients unless we win.
Well, then please continue winning.
Absolutely, not to worry.
The Law Offices of Michael Friedman, serving the Mid-Atlantic region for over 40 years.
Rapid Radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Steel, walk behind, zero turn, and stand-on mowers are built to get the job done. Shop online or at your local Steel dealer. Steel, let's go mow. Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and co-workers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
right. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. I love being in the middle of the week because you're like, all right, it's almost over. It's almost over. You're almost there. I did see a headline that flashed across my screen here. A juror was dismissed in the Rachel Warren murder trial as testimony continues. That will be on my list of things to discuss tomorrow. I can only imagine what that courtroom is like and just everything that's going on as far as all the press outside of that courthouse. And my heart absolutely breaks for Rachel Warren's family and the fact that they have to relive this and, you know, go through all of this. And I said this before, and some people will say, Kim, that's ridiculous. It's not constitutional. You shouldn't say things like that. But I don't believe her murderer has the right to due process. I don't. I don't believe that. I believe that that person should have been deported immediately and made sure that that person didn't get back in, or if that person should be behind bars or put to death. I don't believe that they should have had a trial. I don't think that person has a right to a trial. And I understand that people are going to say, Kim, that's not how this works. And I'm sure you're probably most likely correct on that. But if you were here illegally and you murder an individual, I don't understand why we would give them any kind of privilege or the right to anything. But that's just my thoughts on it. Again, we'll probably most likely talk about the case in depth tomorrow. I did want to talk and touch on DOGE and illegal immigration, also a little bit on the tariffs as well. Before the break, I did ask you the question of the day. If you haven't been to WCBM.com, go on over there. The question of the day is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Should the IRS cooperate with ICE? Should the IRS cooperate with ICE? So far, 95% of you say yes. 5% of you say no. You can go on WCBM.com and partake in that poll. It's up usually all day long until we change the question tomorrow. So if you want your voice to be heard, I would love to see what many of you had to say on that front. I believe the IRS should work with ICE. I think everybody should have to work alongside ICE. And I think that those that are here illegally should be deported. As we watch DOGE, we watch Elon Musk, and that poor guy, right? He's being attacked more than President Trump at this point. He's probably like, what did I sign up for? I just wanted to save America. Right now, all this stuff is happening at the Tesla dealerships. And I mean, it's wild. Well, anyways, because of DOGE, we found out that illegal immigrants are, in fact, receiving Medicaid. All right. I want you to take a listen to this audio, and then we'll discuss.
DOGE exposed our immigration asylum disaster. That was the tip of the iceberg. Now, here's the story. DOGE has found that immigration gave a work authorization document to illegals just 5 months after they filed for asylum. That document allowed them to work while they waited to hear whether their asylum request had been accepted or denied. So they could work as an illegal, knowing it would take years before their case was heard. The Immigration Department mailed them a Social Security number. No interview, no proof of identity. Just put it in the mail. Here's your number. In 2021, DOGE says 270,000 new aliens were issued Social Security numbers, 590,000 in 2022, 964,000 in 2023, and 2.1 million in 2024, right before Biden left office. DOGE also discovered that 1.3 million aliens are now receiving Medicaid. Millions received driver's licenses, some registered to vote, and DOGE says some actually did vote. Try and square that against Democrat claims that Musk is destroying Social Security and cutting Medicaid. He's not destroying, he's weeding out people who don't qualify. Who is really guilty of misinformation in this case? It is not Elon Musk.
All right, that's Stuart Varney with Fox Business. And as he noted there, these individuals were sent Social Security cards right through the mail without verifying anything. They have driver's license. They were able to vote. We were speaking to Pastor Lorenzo Sewell yesterday from Detroit, Michigan. And if you heard, he was in D.C. at the appeals court because he believed that they had proof of people voting in the election that were not supposed to vote in Michigan. And he said when he was discussing illegal immigrants, and then also, of course, a big one for him, was the fact that there were people that were moving out of the state to different states, and they were voting, obviously, at their new address, but they weren't clearing the voter rolls. And so Basically, people were requesting absentee ballot at their elections, their board of elections, and then they were filling them out for those individuals that no longer lived in Michigan. I mean, it's a hot mess. But I believe a lot of that probably does go on in every state. I really do. I really do, whether it's blue or red. I think there's, you know, scandal in every state. Not everybody's going to agree with that. That's fine. That's just my opinion. After running for office so many times, you can see where there's loopholes, where fraud could actually, you know, occur. But beyond that, just think about this. Driver's license, being able to vote. This is why when people tell you, and even, you know, we see Representative Jasmine Crockett, she says this stuff all the time. This is why those that come in the U.S. illegally, they are criminals, and this is why they should be treated as such, right? I know a lot of people talk about going after just the violent criminals, those that are here illegally that are violent. I am one of those that I've said numerous times, I think we should go after all of them. Because if, as you heard there, not only are they a burden on our tax dollars, but they're voting in our elections. And why wouldn't they vote blue when they know once a Democrat's in office, you know, they can have family members cross the border illegally without any consequence? This is ridiculous what they're doing. And I go back to Senator Bill Ferguson here in the state of Maryland. People were asking him if those that were taking advantage of Medicaid here in the state, they were asking whether or not they were illegal. He didn't really answer. We hear from time to time again from Democrats in the state talking about, quote, new Americans. They're not new Americans, okay? And many of those people here are here illegally, and they're taking advantage of all of our government-assisted programs. We saw in Chicago where you had Republicans in Chicago stand up. Now they're actually gaining a ton of minority support in Chicago with the Republican Party. Because they were actually those that were waiting for housing, those that were waiting for Section 8 vouchers, they were removing black families from the list and replacing them with illegal immigrant families. So black families that have been waiting for years to be able to take advantage of some of those government-assisted programs, they were pushed off the list. So, of course, now they're rising up. But this is happening all across the country. And so when President Trump says, I'm going to pull your federal funding, if you don't work with ICE, I'm going to pull your federal funding if you decide to have biological men and female sports. I agree with it. Pull it. If you want to be out here like you're some sanctuary city or sanctuary state, if you want to be out here doing some things like this, then yeah, do it on your own. Do it on your own. I know there's, you know, obviously Democrats in Annapolis say, oh, we're going to brace for the fact that we're going to lose a lot of federal funding. And you should. And you should. They just, as Delegate Nino Mangione pointed out, they just passed a law where ICE can't go into certain areas to detain those that have detainer requests and warrants for their arrest. Now, how ridiculous is that? You should lose federal funding for that. You should. And many of them are sex offenders, mind you. I thought we were trying to protect women and children. Silly me. And so this is what it comes down to. This, look, there's a lot to clean up. When you see Congressman Kwesi Fume, Johnny Oshesky, Senator Angela Alsobrooks, when you see them at these protests and these rallies saying, oh, we must oppose Elon Musk. We must oppose Trump. With no more Doge. This is what they're trying to hide, ladies and gentlemen. They're trying to hide the fact that they've got voters that they imported here from across the border. Okay? This is how they continue to get elected. This is the real blueprint. And so as Elon Musk and Doge, as they're finding all this stuff out, you know, you got Secretary Marco Rubio, he's involved, cutting USAID because a lot of that money was going into this nonsense. Who do you think paid for those driver's license for the illegal immigrants? Who do you think paid for them? It was you and I. We paid for them. We paid for them. Those are our tax dollars in Medicaid. This is why all of this needs to come to an end. And this is why those people, Johnny O and Fume, all these other individuals that are rallying and protesting it, they're doing it because they know they have their hands in the cookie jar. They're doing it because they know that they need those voters. That's why they're doing it. They're not doing it. Look, when have you ever seen Congressman Kwesi Fume leave his house? Where have you ever seen him do anything? I know he went to Morgan State University. He was part of the Soul Train line. I did see him do that. But other than that, he's been showing up to these protests and rallies. Why? Because there's a large illegal immigrant population in his district. Let's just be very honest with what this is. These Democrats in office, I'm not saying all Democrats, there's many Democrats that listen to the show, and I absolutely love you. Those in office, whether it's in Annapolis, whether it's on Capitol Hill, they are dirty, slimy, corrupt, crooked individuals. They are. And so this is why I get so passionate about it. Some people are like, well, Kim, sometimes she's rude and she goes too far and she hits below the bell. And no, you're slimy individuals. Why would I be nice to you? Why would I show any class if we're discussing you, somebody that's stealing my tax dollars to help individuals that are here illegally? Why would I be nice to you? I wouldn't. I mean, if it wasn't for the laws, I would see you and most likely punch you in the throat for doing stuff like this. Right? I mean, like, think about it. It's upsetting. It's frustrating. And then they'll say, oh, we did the best we can. Right? And then you see Democrats in Annapolis toasting and cheering, patting each other on the back, confetti falling from the ceiling. Oh, sadie die. You know, like you're congratulating each other. How many taxes and fees are we going to pay because of you? Because you can't control your spending? How much do the confetti cost? I want to know that. All right? I want to know where every penny went. And this is why I get so passionate. This is why I get so upset. Because they're playing basically in our faces with our money. And then they say, oh, well, you're very aligned with Trump. Yes, you're right. I am very aligned with Trump because Trump, Elon Musk, Doge, these are the individuals that are trying to put a stop and an end to this. Where you got Infume, who only leave his house to protest when it comes to money that could be possibly going in his pocket or votes going into, you know, his district. That's when he comes out of the house. When it comes to kids in Baltimore City, and he's got one of the worst school districts in the country, he can't come out of the house for that. I already said, put President Trump and Elon Musk, take them down to 200 North Avenue, right there, Baltimore City Public Schools Administrative Building. Put them, have a rally and have Trump right outside that building. You know who's going to show up? Johnny O, Carla Gerson Kwaisi and Fume. You'll see Glenn Ivey. You'll see some of the knuckleheads from Annapolis. That's just going to show up. They'll show up then. They're not going to show up to make sure these kids are being educated. But they'll show up to protest Elon Musk and Trump. That's how ridiculous they are. That's why I get so upset. This is why. And then they'll sit there and say, well, we're trying to help the kids. We got another rec center. Get out of my face. You know? It's like, really? Another rec center? And did you guys see the Baltimore Banner did the report? Did you see that they pulled tutoring in Baltimore City? Like they really needed to do that, right? They pulled tutoring because the COVID relief funds that had been sitting there since 2020, that was pulled from the federal level, okay? So instead of reducing some of the administrators they have in the administrative building, instead of lowering some of the salaries, like, you know, Dr. Sonia Santelises, the CEO that's making like $400,000 a year, instead of cutting her pay because she isn't really doing anything anyways, they decided to cut tutoring. That's what they decided to do. Out of all the things that they could cut in Baltimore City Public Schools, they cut the tutoring. I mean, it's like you're like we're living in the Twilight Zone. I did ask you, how much money do you think we were spending on furniture? This is the amount of money we're spending on furniture, even when no one's in the building. Because remember, a lot of our federal workers have been working remotely. Well, I want you to take a listen to this clip here because it's a doozy.
Since fiscal year 2021, executive agencies have spent more than $4.6 billion on furniture alone. That amount could buy 9.2 million American families a modest $500 kitchen table. And of course, workplaces need desks, chairs, and meeting tables. And it's true that beautiful spaces can make us more productive. But beauty at what cost and on whose dime? Do federal employees need seven figures worth of abstract modern art to make government run?
And that's a good question, right? The modern art, the furniture. We saw because of Carrie Lake, you know, shout out to Carrie Lake. She was going around trying to figure out why do we have all these high rises. Why do we have all these high rise buildings if all these employees are working remote? Who's in the buildings? Remember, did you see the video she posted? Nobody was there. And they had all this furniture in there. Nobody was there. You have people in government purchasing millions of dollars worth of furniture and artwork and buildings, paying rent on buildings that actually no one occupies. This is why we need Doge. We're being run by a bunch of morons. And they don't care because, you know, at the end of the day, like here in the state of Maryland, they'll just come and ask you for more money. They'll put more taxes and fees on you. That's what they're going to do to cope with their ridiculous spending. Coming up next, I did just want to share a little bit on tariffs. Obviously, what went into effect at midnight last night, 104% tariffs on China. I think we should break that down just a bit before we end the show today.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, executive producer, and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who've retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money's never at risk if the market crashes. That's right, if the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money saved, call to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie at 1-800-451-8989. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you can get it completely free. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call right now, 1-800-451-8989. That's 1-800-451-8989. Again, 1-800-451-8989.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online, timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Hi, it's Sean Casey here. Join me for a fireside chat at our inaugural WCBM Pints and Politics Happy Hour, Wednesday, April 30th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timodium. Join me and Delegate Nino Mangione as we discuss Trump's first 100 days. Sponsored by Safe Retirement Solutions. Tickets are just $20 and include delicious late hors d'oeuvres and your own complimentary WCBM pint glass. Space is limited, so get your tickets today at WCBM.com. That's Pints and Politics, April the 30th at Michael's Cafe and Timodium.
We will make America proud. Again.
See you there.
The Rob Carson Show.
Those of you who are complaining that making things fair and the price of your car might go up a little bit if you get it from Japan or you get it from Germany, honestly, shut up. Where were you when dads couldn't afford to buy their kids their first car because used cars were 50% more minimum when Joe Biden was the president? Washington, D.C., you have no friggin' clue what we've been through the last 50 years. So how about sit down?
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. I wouldn't apologize for that rant there, but Christopher in Kaysville said, yeah, way to go on the rant. Good job on the rant. Thank you, Christopher. I appreciate that. I mentioned rec centers because I like to give my friend a hard time, but you know, he's in the Democrat Party. I know he listens, and he supports rec centers. But look, if the kids can't do basic math, if they can't read or write, I don't know if basketball and soccer should be their first priorities. You know what I mean? Now, maybe it's just a parent in me speaking. I don't know. Maybe because I'm a mom. All right. I did want to just talk just a bit about the tariffs on China and their response. And Kevin O'Leary was on CNN yesterday, and I thought he did a great job breaking it down. Take a listen.
104% tariffs on China are not enough. I'm advocating 400%. I do business in China. They don't play by the rules. They've been in the WTO for decades. They have never abided by any of the rules they agreed to when they came in for decades. They cheat, they steal IP, I can't litigate in their courts. They take product, technology, they steal it, they manufacture it and sell it back here. Never has an administration
400% tariffs? What would that look like?
I want Xi on an airplane to Washington to level the playing field. This is not about tariffs anymore. Nobody has taken on China yet, not the Europeans, no administration for decades. As someone who actually does business there, I've had enough. I speak for millions of Americans who have IP that have been stolen by the Chinese. I have nothing against the Chinese people. They brought great literacy, art, and tech to the world. The government cheats and steals, and finally, an administration, you may not like Trump, you may not like his style or his rhetoric, finally, an administration that puts up and says enough. 400% tariffs tomorrow morning. He'll tell you why. Xi can only stay the supreme leader if people are employed. If we wipe out any business there, because we are still 39% of all consumables on Earth and 25% of the world's GDP, America is the number one economy on Earth with all the cards. We will not have that forever. It's time to squeeze Chinese heads into the wall now.
Well, hold on a second, about tariffs. Kevin. Well, I hear you, but hold on. If we're talking about people, the average consumer, not necessarily the head honchos of businesses all across the globe, can they withstand the pressure of that sort of tax on
it's
the goods
they're going to have? There will be
what's your timeline compared to, you don't know the average American's timeline, what they can actually survive. There's people right now who can't survive
400% tomorrow morning, cheese on an airplane to Washington to cut a deal.
And President Trump did note last night at the NRCC dinner that there are many leaders across the world that are on their way to D.C. to cut a deal. And I'm willing to think that Kevin O'Leary's right about this. We'll continue to wait and see. But yeah, is there going to be some short-term pain here? Sure. But in the long run, will we, you know, continue to be the number one country in the world? Yes, and we'll do even better. I do believe that. I do believe that. All right, lots to discuss tomorrow, of course. And we'll continue to watch what's going on with the stock market. You know what I love? Those that complain about the stock market are the same people that couldn't pay back their college loans. Like, they're actually experts on the money, right? Yeah. Anyways, I'll talk to all you tomorrow. Brian, as always, thank you for a great show.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology.